Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
A lot of people called in last week, and a couple of people on Twitter have hit me up as well, because a lot of New Yorkers have made plans to be there for Derek Jeter's induction into the Hall of Fame. So we said, let's go to the man that would know, Tim Mead. He is the president of the Hall of Fame, one of the better guys in baseball, and I thank him for joining us on the show. Tim, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. Hope you and your family are safe.
Gentlemen, it's great to be on with you, and I certainly hope the same, particularly with the area you're in, and I just hope everybody that's close to you is getting through this.
Well, so far, so good, Tim. So, do you have any information on this year's ceremony?
You know, right now, Michael, as we continue to, learn each day, from the governor and from the federal government on different things, we just continue to go through the pandemic, and for us, Cooperstown, we have our internal discussions. We've made our plans moving forward at this time, but we're going to really, safety and public health is going to come first, and we'll make the decision in due time regarding July 26th. But internally, we're moving forward, and we're just going to have to, we're kind of in that wait and see mode as everybody else is, really.
What is the line of demarcation to where you'll have to make an announcement of moving it or postponing it?
And that's a great question, guys. Obviously, we have something internally that we're talking about, and then we see things change. But there'll be a point in time, and I don't think it's necessarily right now that we're going to continue to evaluate. And it's ultimately going to be safety first. There's so many details as every business in this country is going through details for planning purposes. And there are going to be a lot of considerations. I think the one thing that to certainly take into consideration beyond just the public safety is, the Hall of Fame induction, it's a special celebration, and it has to be done right across the board. And this is going to be a special one for so many reasons. But that will still take a distant second into the health concerns and the go-ahead, really, from the proper officials.
Every sport, Tim, we're talking with Tim Mead, the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Every sport that has war game this say that if they do come back, they're going to play in front of empty stadiums because there's no vaccine and there doesn't seem to be enough testing. So would you guys have this? Because the crowd is such a big part of Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown for the town, for the hall, the whole deal. Would you guys have this if the crowd was not allowed? Would you have a virtual induction or would you just push it to next year?
I wouldn't see a virtual, Michael. I think this is important for history. It's important for the village of Cooperstown. It's really socially it's important, and, yep, and the fans in your area and across the spectrum. So, no, I see this as doing it in the same fashion that's been done throughout the history. The induction ceremony, and we would do it on the grand scale that it is deserving of.
To me, on paper, this seems like one, the kind of event, especially with it being Jeter and it being a big one, that would be relatively, not overly complicated to just shift everything to next year and combine because it's a small class. What are the biggest complications about doing it in 2021?
Well, guys, I would tell you, we've probably internally in our senior staff meeting have had discussions about a variety of options. I think as Major League Baseball's had its discussions, and again, every other business. I think anything that you will to be done can be done, and it certainly would be a unique set of circumstances to do it. But everything is functional, and I don't think that transferring would be problematic. We certainly haven't reached that point yet, but we've talked about everything from shifting dates this year, but again, we're going to wait and see how everything plays out before we make a decision, a final decision on this.
I have read in a number of places, Tim, and it's best to just ask you that this was supposed to be the biggest crowd ever. Is that accurate?
You know, Michael, it's there's a lot of folks that have it certainly rivaling, if not surpassing, the Rip and Gwen induction. And, you know, we're excited about that. We really are. And I think to your earlier question about going virtual, that in itself, ultimately, it's a celebration of a special class. It's great for the community. It's great for the game to see that, for people to come and celebrate it. So I don't think changing that with that possibility, you know, is a consideration for other options other than to host the induction in Cooperstown.
You know what I always felt as just a baseball fan? The shame that baseball doesn't shut down when this happens, right? You're actually going up against games. I remember growing up as a Met fan, we'd lose Ralph Kiner on that weekend because Ralph would have to go to the Hall of Fame and he wouldn't announce the Met games because he couldn't be two places at once. Has there ever been any conversation with Major League Baseball of having this ceremony in cooperation with MLB where there are no games so that all of baseball can focus on that event?
You know, it's a great question. And my predecessor, Jeff Idelson, and I had conversations about that. In my 9 months now since transitioning over to the Hall, I've heard that come up from several different areas, actually. It's not just, you know, the Cooperstown would like or, say, somebody within Major League Baseball. But it's a topic, and I think it has legs and a lot of interest. I think it's sitting down and really pinpointing about how can that be done. You know, we don't know what's going to transpire after the present events moving forward. Perhaps that's going to be a consideration point in the discussion with whatever our new norm is. But I think it's one of the great days in baseball to celebrate, obviously, that current class. But it's a great way for the country to focus and celebrate on the game itself. And I certainly think that we would all be very supportive of such an initiative.
Great stuff, Tim. We thank you for coming on. Most importantly, you and your family stay safe, and hopefully there will be an induction.
Best to all of you, gentlemen. Take care of yourselves.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
For more than 80 years, Nissan has been there for you. And now is no different. We're offering flexible payment options for current NMAC customers. Our service departments are here to help. And for future owners, we're now offering more help. Deferred payments for 3 months on 11 models. Plus, we'll cover your payments for up to 2 additional months. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 models. This is help when you need it. Visit NissanUSA.com today to learn more. Nissan, innovation that excites. Offers available to well-qualified buyers on purchase of an eligible 2020 Nissan from new dealer stock when financed through Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Subject to NMAC credit approval and max term limit. Subject to residency restrictions. NMAC special APR cash amount is capped and varies by vehicle from $500 to $2,000, which customer can apply toward up to 2 monthly payments. Customer is responsible for all payments. Delayed payment must begin 90 days from date of contract. Accrual of interest commences from contract date and consumer responsible for accrued interest. Dealer participation may vary. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, including list of eligible models and service availability. Offers end 6-1-20.